A good story about character and values. My nephew is always making sure that I have good stories about character and value. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A good story about character and value. Timmy writes. He said, Curtis, the stock boy, and Brenda, the checkout girl. In a supermarket, Curtis, the stock boy, was busily working when a new voice came over the loudspeaker asking for a carryout on register 4. Curtis was almost finished and wanted to get some fresh air and decided to answer the call. As he approached the checkout to the checkout stand, a distant smile caught his eye. The new checkout girl was beautiful. She was an older woman, maybe 26, and he was only 22, and he fell in love. Later that day, after his shift was over, he waited by the punch clock to find out her name. She came into the break room, smiled softly at him, took her card, and punched out, and then left. He looked at the card, Brenda. He walked out only to see her starting to walk up the road. Next day, he waited outside as she left the supermarket and offered her a ride home. He looked harmless enough, and she accepted. When he dropped her off, he asked if he could see her again outside after work. She simply said it wasn't possible. He pressed, and she explained that she had 2 children, and she couldn't afford a babysitter, so he offered to pay for a babysitter. Reluctantly, she accepted his offer for a date for the following Saturday. That Saturday night, he arrived at her door only to have her tell him she was unable to go with him. The babysitter had called and canceled. To which Kurt simply said, well, let's take the kids with us. She tried to explain that taking the children was not an option, but again, not taking no for an answer, he pressed her. Finally, Brenda brought him inside to meet her children. She had an older daughter who was just as cute as a bug in a rug, Curtis thought. And then Brenda brought out her son in a wheelchair. He was born a paraplegic with Down syndrome. Curtis asked Brenda, I still don't understand why the kids can't come with us. Brenda was amazed. Most men would run away from a woman with 2 kids, especially if one had disabilities. Just like her first husband and father, her children had done. Curtis was not ordinary. He had a different mindset. That evening, Curtis and Brenda loaded up the kids and went to a diner and the movies. When her son needed anything, Curtis would take care of him. When he needed to use the restroom, he picked him up out of the wheelchair, took him, and brought him back. The kids loved Curtis. At the end of the evening, Brenda knew this was the man she was going to marry and spend the rest of her life with. A year later, they were married, and Curtis adopted both of her children. Since then, they have added 2 more kids. So, what happened to Curtis, the stock boy, and Brenda, the checkout girl? Well, Mr. and Mrs. Kurt Warner now live in Arizona, where he is currently employed as a quarterback of the National Football League, Arizona Cardinals, and has his Cardinals in the hunt for a possible appearance in the Super Bowl. Is this a surprise ending, or could you have guessed he was not an ordinary person? It should be noted that he also quarterbacked for the Rams in the Super Bowl in 34, and he also has been NFL's most valuable player twice, and the Super Bowl's most valuable player. It's interesting how people come into our world, how people come into our lives, and our character is rather obvious right from the beginning. Who is it that we are? Are we beautiful people? Are we caring people? Are we people who make a big fuss over things? Or are we people who think that, oh dear, we can't do that? As Brenda said, her husband ran away, and any other person who came into her life and heard that she had two children, not only one with a Down disease, but two children, they run away. Well, of course, I want to have my own child. I want to have my own thing. Well, I'm sure that these children that he adopted were his own. And he gave them all the love and all the caring. That they had problems or didn't have problems was really unimportant. The important thing was that he had character. He had values. And he lived with his values. And his value was, hey, I love people for what they are inside, not for what they appear on the outside. Not for what they appear when we see them first off, but how they come through. On his first date, Kurt got to know the children and treated them with love and respect. A 22-year-old guy, really a good heart, you know. So you can imagine what happened to him and the kids. And they bonded right away, like animals, pets bonding, you know. I think that's a lovely term to use. And I think, wouldn't it be wonderful if children would bond to their parents, if children would bond to their friends and their relationships and so forth. What a lovely thing. Well, Kurt certainly bonded very well with Brenda and with Brenda's family. And Kurt showed by his character, by the things that he did, and by the magic that he wasn't an ordinary person. And it just goes to show that when we have character, and when we choose to live our life from our highest and our best, we live a happy life. What seem to be tragedies or troubles to other people, to us they're just things that go along with living our life, things that go along with being ourselves. And I think this is very, very important. It's just very, very important. It reminds me again and again of the story of the little boy who was with his mother, and his mother said, "Son, Grandma is being very clumsy and breaking the dishes and so forth. Go to the store and buy a wooden dish for Grandma so that she can have a wooden dish and she won't have to worry about breaking it." And the boy went to the store to buy the wooden dish for his grandmother. And then he thought, Grandma shouldn't have to be the only one with a wooden dish. I'm going to get two of them so that I'll have a wooden dish too. And he came home, and his mother said, "Son, why did you buy two wooden dishes? You know, we only needed one." He said, "Well, I'm not going to have Grandma eat on a wooden dish all by herself." Now you see, that's character, and that's value. And that's who we are or not. Now, what would you have done under either of those circumstances? You have the choice. You could say, what would you have done? And then, in that respect, you would have lived that experience. Now, what would you have done? And, of course, you know. And if what you would have done was noble and beautiful, fine. If what you would have done was to run like her husband had done and like other men had done when they found she had two kids, you know, not even one that had a problem, how interesting, you know. But think about it often, because it's a beautiful thing to think about. What is your character? What are your values? Can you forgive the past? Can you forgive the past in yourself and in others and live in the now and be a beautiful, fabulous, fantastic person? And of course, the answer is yes, if you wish. If that is your character, if that those are your values. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.